What time is it? Whoa. I slept so much. My head is killing me. Oh. Hello. How long have you been awake? Oh, God. We ended up sharing a bed after all. I know, I feel like hell. We drank so much last night. I probably look like a mess too, don't I? What did we even do last night? I know. Felt like a fever dream, I swear. Well, at least we survived. You know what they say. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, I could really use some coffee right now. Preferably a lot of ibuprofen to get this headache away from me. God, my head? No, it's never hurt me this much. You too? That's what we get for drinking so much. God, I should probably get up. Are you seeing this? Yeah, it's a ring. Why is there a ring on my finger? What? I don't remember ever wearing one in the first place. Wait. Why do you have one too? Right there, look. You have a ring in the same spot. You don't think we didn't. Oh my God. Do you think we got married? I don't know. I don't remember anything. I was wasted. There's no way. No, there's no way. Yeah, I know it's been something we've talked about for the longest time, and we said if we're both single by the time we're, you know, at this age, we would marry each other, but that was a joke. We didn't mean it, right? Well, yeah, I guess, but still, it's crazy. I mean, we're best friends. There is no way. No, we couldn't have. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, we did do that. I do remember that. Oh. Sorry, I like need a minute to process this. What? We're married? I'm sorry. Punch me. Yeah, no, you know what? Here, squeeze me. I'm dreaming, right? This is just a dream. Just a long, never-ending dream. Okay, ow! You didn't have to actually squeeze me. That hurts. You know, I have low pain tolerance. Okay, but for real, do you think we actually got married? Well, judging by the fact that we have wedding rings on our fingers, I think we did. How do we even get wedding rings? Yeah, I do have to ask Tessa, but she was drunk too, so I doubt she remembers anything. Besides, where is she? I should probably send her a text to make sure she's okay. What? No, of course I'm freaking out about this, just as much as you, but... Well, if hypothetically, we... did actually get married, then there's nothing we can do now. It's already done. I mean, yeah, we can get a divorce, obviously, but is it the worst thing in the world? Being married to your best friend? God, I know. I'm just trying to make us feel better. What were we thinking? This is why we shouldn't be left alone drinking. We are just too reckless. We don't think before doing something, and this is just another one of those events. But I mean, we'll get over it. Yeah, I know that you've been talking to that girl, that she'll understand, right? I mean, I'm sure she's been to Vegas. She hasn't. The fact that we're leaving tomorrow, too. I actually can't believe this. I mean, what have we done? Yeah, I suppose it's not the end of the world, but I mean, I could have gotten married to someone a lot worse than you. So I guess it's not that bad. But still, I mean, we have to be careful. This is a big thing. I never thought I'd be getting married at this age. Not that I'm not ready for it. It's just that I haven't really found the right person. And I always thought if I get married, it would be to the right person. It would be this big wedding, this big thing. And it's supposed to be. God. Okay, here. Let's make a pact. Whatever happens from here on out, we don't tell anybody about this. No one except Justin and Tessa, of course. I'm sure they know by now. And if they don't, we'll just hide the wedding rings until we get a divorce and we never talk about this again. Like, ever. It would be our little secret. We have a lot of those, don't we? Yes, I know, and we will. We always find out solutions. I mean, come on, we've gotten through much worse than this. You're too much. Yeah, you could have gotten married to some stranger, but instead you got married to me, your amazing best friend who actually cares about you and doesn't mind the idea of being married to you. Yeah, I agree. I think that too, but there's nothing we can do now. It's done. Stop worrying. God, usually I'm the anxious one out of the two of us with what happened. Yeah, I guess. You do get that way after drinking. But God, when you're drunk, you are just a completely different person. Yeah, you turn into this wild animal, and I can't even tame you. I mean, look, you're literally married to me. Sorry, it's funny. It's really funny. But like I said, it's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah, I know. I remember when we were younger, we used to talk about, our future and the things that we have planned for ourselves. One of those things was getting married. How you would be my, wing person, I'd be your wing person. And I just never thought that I'd get to a point where I would marry you in Vegas. This has movie written all over it. Our first time in Vegas, and this is what we do. God. This is why I shouldn't be friends with you. I'm the bad influence? How dare you? That's all you. Oh, I used to be an angel before I met you. So true. Are you calling me a liar? Okay, yeah, I guess. Sure, you were a little bit more reserved and quiet at first, but you quickly, got used to me. And you slowly turned into another version of me. And that's what I love about you. Oh, come on, it's not the worst thing in the world. I'm amazing. Admit it. Admit it. Just can't believe I'm your wife now. Okay, yeah, I guess not for real, but still on paper. Oh, come on, put on a smile. Is it really that bad? So when you told me that you would want to marry me, were you just sweet-talking me? Or maybe even pitying me? Oh, please, you know what I'm talking about. Well, I don't exactly have the best history in dating. It's not that I'm picky, but I'm not really, I don't put myself out there as much, and I guess that's one of the reasons why I don't really date much. And I never got serious with someone to a point where I thought, oh yeah, this is the person for me and I'm gonna get married to them. So I thought maybe you felt bad and you said that you would marry me if we were both single by then. But I never really believed you. I felt like you were just telling me what I want to hear. No? So you actually meant it? Yeah, I guess. And things wouldn't be so complicated if we were more than friends. But we've been friends for the longest time. That's insane, right? And you like that girl that you're talking to, so. Yeah? Don't worry, I won't tell her. Like I said, this will be our little secret. No one will find out about it. Here, I pinky promise. And besides, we won't be married for long. You know, as soon as we go back home, we're gonna take care of this. Okay? Oh, trust me, I'm internally freaking out. But someone has to keep a cool head. I can see the anxiousness all over your face. It's fine, you worry too much. Your hair is a mess when you wake up. No, I think it's kind of cute. So different. Well, you know, you always have your hair styled, right? I've never seen it in this messy state. Okay, when we were younger, it doesn't count. We haven't shared a bed since we were like 15 years old. Yeah, we weren't really planning on it, were we? But we were wasted out of our mind, and apparently we got married as well. God, I still can't believe it. Having a freaking ring on my finger feels so weird. Yeah, it's a little big. Not really my size, but I guess we never really planned for this to happen, did we? What? Yeah, I do too. I told you, no matter what happens, I'm always here for you. I'm sure we're gonna get through a lot of crazier things. Maybe not as crazy as getting married, but, you know, we're wild animals. Yeah, we are quite the power team, aren't we? It's all thanks to me. I'm just kidding. Alright, we should probably get up and get ready for the day, and, you know, spend the rest of the day doing Vegas stuff. We are definitely not drinking again, though. God knows what else we'll do if we get drunk. I'm down for literally anything. No, I think we should keep the rings on, just for today. Come on, let's enjoy being married to each other while we can. Because eventually we're going to get a divorce and we're going to be an unhappy couple. So might as well make the most of it while we can, right? This is like our honeymoon phase. I'm just joking. Lighten up. Yeah, I see you hiding a smile. You don't mind the idea, do you? I mean, look at me. I'm awesome. You should be proud to be married to me. All right. Sorry. Just fixing up your hair a little bit. There you go. Looks a lot better. Stop. You're giving me that look. Like you want to tell me something, but you're holding back? You don't think I know you already? How long have we been friends? Yeah, and if there's anything I know about you, it's that you're horrible at hiding what you want to say. So, come on, spit it out. What? You can't do that. Come on. You're gonna make me get it out of you? Yeah, I guess. Oh, Tessa texted me back. She said, let's meet for breakfast. All right. Guess we're gonna go find out the full story, huh? Here you go. Put on your shirt. And let's go, husband.